All right, Joe Rogan is not letting up on the Trump administration after they very brazenly covered up the Epstein client list in front of all of us. In fact, Joe Rogan seems uniquely bothered because only a few months back he had FBI Director Kash Patel on his podcast, and Kash Patel looked him in the eyes and said, "We don't really have any sort of client list, and Epstein actually did kill himself. There are no more questions to be asked." Well, now Rogan is responding to Kash Patel and saying he doesn't really believe it. He doesn't buy it. And I want to walk you through a few key clips. A lot of people always ask, why is this important? Who cares? It's because Joe Rogan has a massive audience, and he is indicative of where a lot of people in the country's minds are. Now, it's nuanced because Rogan is still conspiratorial. I was watching through the podcast, and he's still anti-mainstream media. He thinks that everybody's colluding against Trump, but this is an opening. This is an in, because Joe Rogan is beginning to see the Trump administration cover up and lie about the Epstein files very blatantly, and it's an analog for how they treat every other issue. They lie about the Epstein files and cover it up. Trump lies about who pays the tariff. He lies about the big ugly bill and how much debt it's going to add. He lies about the immigration operations, and he lies to judges. It's all he does. It's how he operates. Yes, the system is corrupt and rigged, but Trump is only re-rigging it for himself, as John Ossoff said. So let's play this clip. If you appreciate the pro-democracy, the pro-truth videos that we drop, make sure you subscribe to the Atomocler feed below. It means the world to me. We're going to do more debates with your help, so thank you all. Let's start with this clip of Rogan just a few days back.
Epstein stuff is so crazy because when Kash Patel was on here and he was like, there's nothing. And I was like, what are you talking? I didn't even know what to say. My thought was, and people are like, why didn't you push back more? My thought was like, I'm just going to put this out there and let the internet do its work, because there's nothing I can. The guy's saying there's no tapes, there's no video. That doesn't make any sense. Everyone knows it doesn't make any sense. And then he didn't know about the Michael Baden stuff, the autopsy stuff, where it showed that he had three broken bones in his neck, which never happens when you hang yourself. Even when you, like, leap from somewhere with a rope around your neck and it snaps your neck, you never have three
broken
bones.
And he's in a prison cell. He's not launching himself off the first floor balcony.
The whole thing was nuts. And then he's like, well, we have a film. We're going to release that film. And the film has a fucking minute missing from it.
Yeah.
Like, do you think we're babies? Like, what is this?
I'm not a conspiracy guy by
you
nature.
Are today.
You know, there's more clips. In a second, he says that this is a line in the sand for him, that Donald Trump is crossing a line. And it's because what Trump has done is create a lot of true believers. When you build a movement off of people who believe that you are there to take down the elites, the pedophiles, the people who are pulling the strings, and then you go in and you cover for those elites, those pedophiles, you become one, you are one, and you show the world you are one, it's not a good look whatsoever. Here's another clip of Joe Rogan talking to former CIA analyst Mike Baker. You know, before I play it, can I point out that Joe Rogan's comment section was eating him alive for talking about Epstein to a former CIA analyst? Here's the problem. Joe Rogan has built his audience off of conspiracy theories, so he's now being eaten alive by the true believers in his own audience. People are saying, Mike Baker, once again, changing the batteries for the bugs he put in Joe's studio. Someone says, anyone else open this episode, immediately pause it and just read the comments, because all the comments are just eating Joe alive. This is timestamps discussing with Joe's CIA handler, PSYOP wrap-up. So now his comments are calling him a CIA plant.
That's just going to hang around.
Right? This is a line in the sand. Yeah. This one's a line in the sand.
Yeah.
Because this is one where there's a lot of stuff about, you know, when we thought Trump was going to come in and a lot of things are going to be resolved.
Yeah.
We're going to drain the swamp. We're going to figure everything out. And when you have this one hardcore line in the sand that everybody had been talking about forever, and then they're trying to gaslight you on that.
Well, you would have thought that
your phone?
He just called the Trump admin out for gaslighting people. Here's another clip of Joe Rogan talking about the Epstein client list.
You know, like the people that were very hopeful for change when Trump got into office. One of the things that everyone was promised was, you're going to find out the Epstein client list. and you're going to find out who killed JFK and what the UFOs were all about. You haven't heard a fucking peep out of any of that shit.
Yeah, yeah.
No one knows nothing. And today, they just finally said, there's no client list. There's no videos. I mean, I had Kash Patel. These people, you know, Kash came on the podcast and said, there's nothing that you want to see. You know, he's got
nothing you need to see.
Dan Bongino, who's always like shouting from the rooftops, we're going to get to the bottom of this and find out who these people are. Everyone's saying, no, Epstein killed himself. No, nothing to see here. And it's like, okay, well, that's why people are cynical. People are cynical because you had all this hope for change. And then you realize, like, oh, the same people that are pulling the strings are still pulling.
Yep, I have more clips. And people always wonder in the comments, Adam, why do you cover Joe Rogan's podcast when he's somebody who helped usher in this new MAGA era? And that's exactly why I'm covering it. He has massive reach. He pulls in tens of millions of views a month. Now, we have big reach as well. We are actually building and building and building. He's been doing this for much longer than I have. But he currently sways a lot of minds of people who don't really talk or think about politics that much. He has tapped into a massive apolitical audience, and he's the pipeline. For some people, their political consumption only goes as far as listening to Joe Rogan. A lot of people just listen to Joe Rogan. A lot of people listen to Joe Rogan that are Democrats, that are into liberal politics. So it's not worth isolating or alienating a whole audience. I have friends who are liberal and who voted for Kamala Harris and who believe in gay marriage and are pro-choice and all of this. And they just listen to Joe Rogan because they also kind of like relate to him on the gym and they like to hunt and stuff. It's normal. Now, the thing is, we should be covering this because he's indicative of where a lot of average Americans are. Anti-establishment, cynical about, you know, the current people in power. And as we see the Trump administration's approval rating just tank, we can figure out why. It all started, I'd say, early on with the tariffs. That opened a lot of people's eyes. But I think Trump's immigration policy, or his deportation policy in particular, like his interior enforcement of deportations, has hurt a lot of people's views on him. I've seen it in the polling as well. His polling numbers on immigration in particular are down 10 to 12 points because people are not okay with the way he's enacting these reckless deportations. Even Joe Rogan has talked about that. So it's important to be talking about this. I mean, if there were a reality where I went on Joe Rogan's podcast and made the case, that would only be a good thing. Like when Pete Buttigieg inevitably, hopefully goes on Joe Rogan's show, when Pete Buttigieg does that, he's going to be the best person to make the case because he's just so good at articulating things in a relatable way. Let's take a listen to this clip.
Videotape, and all of a sudden they don't. You know, you got the director of the FBI on this show saying there's no tape. If there was, nothing you're looking for is on those tapes. Like, what? Why'd they say there was thousands of hours of tapes of people doing horrible shit? Why'd they say that?
Right.
Didn't Pam Bondi say that?
What, are you talking about Epstein or Diddy?
Yeah, Epstein.
Yeah, she said it literally, I think, a week before you had the FBI director sitting here telling you there was nothing, right?
She said something about that there was like thousands of hours of tapes of people doing horrible crimes.
There is. And didn't the FBI dude say that there was nothing?
Kash Patel said there's nothing you're looking for. Oh, okay. Okay. I mean, what am I going to do? I'm going to push back.
Right. No,
I mean,
of course. I understand.
Obviously,
I've seen Joe push back on far less. I've seen someone say that like smoking weed is not optimal all day, every day, and Joe Rogan pushes back very hard. All of a sudden, he loses his ability to push back when the director of the FBI is on. I just don't believe it. But that's why it's important we have to get into these spaces. I have this theory that I've been pushing for a while, and you've likely seen in my videos. It's the pipeline volume theory. First, Republicans created a pipeline. They created all of these figures that pull you down the pipeline. So if you're a young male and you're looking up advice on dating, you're going to get eventually sucked down this pipeline and you're going to land on like Andrew Tate. Every young dude at some point is looking up advice on dating, whatever, like how can I do this, that. And it sucks you down this pipeline to Andrew Tate. We see all these young men being won over. Okay, what if you're not into that? What if you're just into working out? A lot of young dudes work out at some point. When you're scrolling through your Instagram reels, you get sucked down this pipeline to RFK Jr. and Make America Healthy Again, this whole new movement about, you know, MAGA, Make America Healthy Again, RFK Jr. is the best, and you get sucked down that pipeline. Once you're down the pipeline, they bombard you with volume, volume, volume. They just carpet bomb your feed with lies. Think about how much Elon Musk posts on Twitter, like 100 times a day. So with all of this volume and pipeline, they've created an ecosystem where young mothers too. A lot of people who are new mothers, they just have a kid. You go online to do research about how to take care of your kid, and online there are these new rabbit holes that suck you down like anti-vax pipelines. Look out for it for people in your lives. It's very, very scary. You don't want to get sucked down them. I'm going to do a whole series about the media environment. There's a lot of work we can do in the midterms. I make a lot of breaking news videos every day about the news, but I want to start making, you know, different videos where we talk about the media environment, how to fix the party, how to move forward, the best candidates. We're going to continue pushing that. If you want to be a part of this movement, make sure you're subscribed below and make sure you have post notifications on. Make sure you have that little bell so you never miss an upload. And I'll see you all in the next video. Peace out.